Now, a game that just came out after we recorded our last episode, Microsoft Flight Simulator. I've never really understood the appeal of flight simulator games, particularly.
I mean, if you're an aspiring pilot, perhaps.
But then to go and be a pilot.
No, no, you can't just be a pilot.
No,
let's jump in a plane and be a pilot. You've got to, like, practice.
I don't think this is going to help you, though, because in a real plane, you don't have a mouse and a keyboard or an Xbox controller. But anyway, why would you want to sit in a plane and cruise around the world? There's no real point. There's no objectives. You don't have to do anything. You just sit there and go, ah, the skyline. But anyway, luckily for us, one of my colleagues, Julian Farmer, is not only an exceptional studio manager at the World Service and Radio 4, he's also a flight simmer.
And what now?
He plays. What does he make of this latest flight simulator game?
Microsoft Flight Simulator is the latest in the corporation's long-running franchise. And I think it's fair to say that it caught us all by surprise when it was announced at E3 last year.
Oh! My God, what is this? What is this? Dude! Oh my God! Another flight simulator!
That was RandomEd787, a YouTuber who was live streaming his reaction to the games being announced at E3. And in case you couldn't tell, he's a flight sim fan. Well, with every teaser video they released, the hype grew. So, did it live up to our expectations?
London City traffic, Cessna Alpha Sierra, X-ray Golf Sierra Alpha, taking off runway 9 or departing straight out.
Well, mostly, yes. Visually, the game is absolutely stunning. Asobo Studio, who are the game's developers, have recreated the world in a 1-to-1 ratio, so every inch of the world is mapped. Now, that's nothing new. Simulators have done that before, but what is new is that the sim uses detailed aerial imaging from Bing Maps, and it's streamed live to you over the internet, so they're not limited by how much hard drive space you've got. And boy, have they embraced that. They claim to have 2 petabytes of data available. That's 2 million gigabytes. They say the world is so accurately mapped that you can fly VFR by visual flight rules. That means that you can navigate by looking out of the window, by following roads and railways. Now, in most of the world, buildings are generic models. That works fine for most buildings. It's pretty convincing from a distance. But when you come across more iconic landmarks, you get some interesting outcomes. Buckingham Palace in London, for example, has been turned into what looks like a council estate or project housing. But in some select cities, they've used photogrammetry using aircraft. 3D scans of these cities have been taken along with high-quality photos, so every single building looks like the real deal. Even branding on the sides of buildings and shops has been captured, and it all looks gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, the sim does have its issues, though. There are various mapping bugs, buildings in the middle of roads, bridges that are underwater, and in general, a few of the features just feel half-finished. You get the distinct feeling that they didn't want to push back the release date and rush the game out of the door, but hopefully these are things that'll get fixed when they start to release updates. The big question, though, is what does this sim have to offer you if you're a casual gamer? Well, a surprising amount, actually. There are various difficulty options, so you can still take to the air without a problem if you're a complete novice. There's a nice checklist feature which will highlight all the switches you need to flip to set up the aircraft if you want to learn how to do it properly. Or if you just want to fly, the computer can flip them all for you.
Beacon. On. Ignition. Start. Mixture. Rich when engine starts.
Multiplayer is part of the game too, so you can fly with your friends, which I found was a lot more fun than it sounded. Clearly, it's not going to be for everyone. If you're into games where there's action round every corner and where something's always happening, then maybe this isn't one for you. But if you're looking for a relaxing game with beautiful graphics, and if you've always wanted to learn a bit about how you actually fly a plane, then maybe you should give it a go. And a game which lets you explore the places you love but can't get to right now, and which lets you explore the places you've always wanted to go to, seems honestly fitting for the world that we live in right now.
Thanks to Julian Farmer for that excellent review, Microsoft Flight Simulator, as it's technically called, although everyone calls it Flight Simulator 2020, is out now on Windows and coming soon to Xbox.